The 2015 California Economic Summit will be held in the Inland Empire this week. It is the first time that the state's premier economic conference will be held anywhere away from the coastal communities. Previous conferences were held in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. The California Economic Summit gathers together leaders from across the state to create a shared economic agenda. This year's conference will look at advancing manufacturing, investing in infrastructure, and improving workforce development among seven policy initiatives for improving regional competitiveness and job creation in California. Attending will be leaders and representatives from some of the biggest players in California's economic, social, and political sectors, bigwigs from business, industry, academia, the environmental community, the nonprofit community, private foundations, and from the political world, ranging from Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom to the heads of the University of California and the California State University, and political figures from here in the Inland Empire. I asked Paul Granillo, the CEO and president of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and one of the organizers of the California Economic Summit, what having the summit in the Inland Empire will do for the IE. Is the IE going to maybe be able to represent itself more visibly by having this conference here than it does, say, if it's up in the Bay Area or if it's in L.A.?
One of the reasons that the Inland Empire was selected to be host for the California Economic Summit is that the leadership felt that it was time to bring the conference to the inland part of the state. We've talked before, and I think the listeners know that our economy, the economy of inland California, is different than that of coastal California, that there is a gap in educational attainment. There's a gap in job creation. And so what we're trying to do is bring a focus to that. Is that going to be helpful to the Inland Empire? Absolutely. On Thursday of the Economic Summit, there's a regional spotlight, and the spotlight's going to be on the Inland Empire. And we're going to talk about the benefits that have come to the region because we're hosting and been involved in the California Economic Summit. We have California Forward, one of the hosts of the California Economic Summit, and in partnership with the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, has received a grant from the Department of Agriculture to help us begin to focus on the development of new sectors in the economy. And so we're going to be able to, with that funding, work with some Silicon Valley economists to begin a process that will require a lot of buy-in and a lot of cooperation amongst leaders in the Inland Empire to look at the emerging sectors of the economy. And this has been done, and we're going to bring in some professionals who have done this work throughout the world and in different regions of the country. That's going to be exceptionally important for us as we move forward, a direct result of the work of the California Economic Summit. We're going to have Sunny Wright McPeak, and she works in the area of broadband development. We're one of those areas where broadband has not been put in place in ways that it needs to. And so if our children can't access the web, they can't do their homework sometimes at night. So she's going to come and talk about some of the focus that they've put on the Inland Empire. Julia Lopez of the California Futures Foundation is going to come and talk about work that her foundation has done together with the Inland Empire Economic Partnership Education Council, which is headed by Chancellor Wilcox and President Morales, that was the recipient of the $5 million Governor's Innovation Award that's going to be focused on educational attainment. So here you have emerging sectors in the economy being studied to help our region look at what we want to be as we move forward. Look at the deployment of broadband. Look at how foundations and us as a region are coalescing to make sure that our students are being educated and graduating from college. That's a great story to be told. And it's not the story that you're ever going to read about in the LA Times, who only wants to write the worst possible story possible. And so here is our region working together with others to lift us up. And I think that's an extremely important outcome of having the Economic Summit be here in the Inland Empire.
Paul Granillo is president and CEO of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and one of the organizers of the California Economic Summit, which will be held in Ontario this Thursday and Friday. We'll hear more from Paul Granillo about the conference as the opening of the California Economic Summit nears later this week.